We're taking a moment to recognize the accomplishments of Scottish actor Sean Connery. Best known for playing James Bond, Connery died yesterday at the age of 90. News Nation reporter Sam Rubin takes a look back at Connery's career.
Bond. James Bond.
With those immortal words, Sean Connery became an object of affection for millions of women worldwide.
Tell me, Miss Strange, do you play any other games?
And an object of envy for just as many men.
I can assure you my intentions are strictly honorable.
He played dashing spy James Bond in 7 movies over 3 decades, always managing to get the girl.
Come here.
Despite the debonair grace he displayed on film, Connery's roots were far more humble. Born in Scotland in 1930, Connery's mother was a cleaning lady, his father a truck driver. After being medically discharged from the Royal Navy due to stomach ulcers, Connery took a series of odd jobs, ranging from milkman to coffin polisher to bodybuilder, even finishing 3rd in the 1953 Mr. Universe pageant. A friend got him into acting, leading to small roles on stage and screen, until he was chosen to play 007 in 1962's Dr. No.
Minnows pretending they're whales, just like you on this island, Dr. No.
Connery worked steadily for the next 4 decades, starring in films for everyone, from Alfred Hitchcock to Steven Spielberg. Despite often playing the hero, Connery has also said he enjoyed portraying thieves, crooks, and characters who had something up their sleeve.
The attempt to get away with something has got a sort of thrill about it, I suppose. The fact that you're supposed to be punished for it, and one isn't, is quite encouraging.
What the hell? You're going to die of something.
Connery's career peaked in 1988 with a Best Supporting Oscar win for The Untouchables.
Junior? Yes, sir.
He followed that with a scene-stealing role as Harrison Ford's father in Indiana Jones and The Last Crusade.
I thought I'd lost you, boy.
Connery always defied his age. He was named People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive at 59 and spent much of his 60s playing action heroes in films like Entrapment and The Rock.
Oh, I have a unique knowledge of this prison facility. I was formerly a guest here.
No matter the genre, Connery infused charm and wit into every role.
Did you check it already? Yes, I did. Then leave it alone.
Connery spent his later years racking up other honors to go with his Oscar, Tony, and 3 Golden Globes. He was given a Kennedy Center Lifetime Achievement Award by President Clinton, and he was knighted by Queen Elizabeth 1 year later. Despite the accolades, Connery was always humble.
And did you think at this point in your life you would keep adding to that body of work?
No. I must say, I have no plans, as it were. I'm not kind of career orientated in that sense. I'm always go with my own instinct in terms of what I want to do, because I like to make, I think, stuff that's interesting and stimulating to me.
All right, that was Sam Rubin reporting for us. We were just sitting here going through all of his different movies. And I'm sorry, you can't not read the movie title today
exactly
without the accent right now. I mean, that's what we're all doing here. It's The Rock.
Such a talent, wow. Yeah.